Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Everybody's ready. Are you ready? Listen, we got 8 boxes of food Pastor Rich has. If anybody knows somebody that needs them, please let us know. We'll get them to you. Amen. So are we ready to worship? Amen. Come on, this is the month of Thanksgiving. We are giving thanks. It's a heart of thankfulness. We are in this place this whole month being thankful. You thankful for something tonight? Come on. Last week we talked about shout unto God. You shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Amen. We're shouting hallelujah, not for something, but from something. I'm shouting because I am healed. I am blessed. I am saved. Hallelujah. I am shouting from the place of resurrection life. I am shouting from the place of the power that's within us through the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I want you to shout unto God with me. Where's he going? I want you just to bless. We got to wait a second. Amen. So would you just stand with me for a second? I'm going to open up in prayer. Hallelujah. Good evening, Facebook. We're glad that you're here tonight. Amen. So let's just bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight. We thank you for all that you've given us. We thank you for all the blessings. Hallelujah. We rejoice with thanksgiving within us, God. Lord, they're a place of overflowing. Hallelujah. For what you've done for us and what you'll do for us, God. We just bless you, God. We give you glory. We give you thanks. Hallelujah. That we know that we are blessed and highly favored in you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, all right, don't forget that we've got our offerings up front. And also, don't forget, Brother Dale's going to talk about it at the end, but we got our thankfulness. Thankfulness, there's some things we want to do. And I'm just here to tell you, guess what? Be a part of it because God is already making a way. And we just have some things we want to do with our sound. We've come a long ways, but guess what? God's doing amazing things with the things we've got going on. So just be part of it, amen, and the gifts and blessing. So God bless you. You ready, brother? You need a guitar. All right. Are you ready? Hallelujah. Come on, let's bless the Lord. Amen.
Knowing that all you have in store for me. tasted and seen of the sweetest of love. When my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord.
There's nothing worth more.
There's nothing worth more. Tasted and seen of the sweetest of love.
Sensitive, that we be more aware of your presence, God. Lord, your word says you never leave us nor forsake us. But God, let us be aware. Let us be aware of your presence. Let us be aware of your glory, of the weight of your majesty, of who you are within our lives, and that you desire to be. You desire to overflow, hallelujah, out from the spirit into the realm of our flesh, out of the weak, in the weak places, you desire to strengthen with your presence. Father God, I receive what you have for me, right here, right now. Father, I desire you to move in my life. I desire you to move whatever needs to be moved out of my way. Whatever I have placed in front of you, move it, God. That I'm more aware of you, God. That you got my attention. That I see you high and lifted up, God. That I'm more aware of your glory. If I'm more aware of your presence within our lives, God. I give you glory.
I give you praise in Jesus' name. Come on. Can somebody shout to God? Come on, hallelujah. Oh, come on. The Bible says, hallelujah. Let the righteous shout unto God. Hallelujah. Are you right with God? I'm right with God. So shout to God with a voice of triumph. Come on, amen. Last week we talked about shouting, amen. Sometimes you just got to shout, amen. So I'm here to ask you tonight, do you got a shout? Do you have a shout? Hallelujah. Remember, we're not shouting hallelujah for something, but I'm shouting from something. Hallelujah. Woo! I am set free. Hallelujah. I am set free. I'm blessed and highly favored. Those aren't just words. That's just not our motto. That's my life. Why am I blessed? Because God Almighty walks with me. Because God desires. He went to the cross and died and rose again. That He would come again within me. That He, through the Spirit, would come alive within me as I receive Him in my heart. Those aren't just words, but they're very powerful. That God says, I want to overwhelm you. I want to walk in your midst. I want you to be my vehicle. I don't take worship lightly. I don't take this moment lightly. Because God's desiring us to be His vehicles on the earth of His glory. To that I say thank you, God. That you desire to dwell in me. You desire to make me your habitation. Your dwelling place. See, if I'm worshiping from a place that He's somewhere else, He's not within me. I miss it. When I realize what He did for me was so that He can be revealed in me. Thank you. You may be seated. Oh, Lord. Presence. I want you to know it's not just to happen at church. There's moments that get dangerous even with me when I'm even at work, and sometimes I got my earphones on and I begin to worship and the Holy Spirit begins to remind me that I'm right here. Sometimes when I get overwhelmed with things that I have, pressures that I have at work and things, I just get this presence. I just focus and I become aware He's with me. He never leaves you, Bernie. He never forsakes you. But I need to be aware. I need to be awakened. See, I want you to see this and know that as Jesus rose from the dead and as He was walking, as He was revealing Himself different times to those that were with Him, He came to the disciples to show Him, this is who I am. I'm not dead. I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive. You gotta tell me. I'm alive. And as the disciples were walking with Him, these are the ones that were walking with Him side by side. And Jesus was there and they're like downcast. Their heads were down. Sometimes we come with our heads down. Sometimes we come to our, we're not aware, hallelujah, that everything around us weighs us down and so heavy on the outside that causes us to be weary and well-doing. Just like the disciples, it all happens to us. But Jesus is always there, and sometimes we're not aware. And as He was walking, He looked at those disciples. He says, why are you downcast? He says, you don't know what's going on. Our Savior has died. He's in the tomb. We don't know what's going on. And Jesus began to talk to them about who He was. And they said, don't you know what He did? They knew about Him. But Jesus was about to reveal Him what He did, because He asked them, what things did this Jesus do? Say, what things? I'm here to tell you, when you realize, when you become understanding and begin to believe by faith, begin to take hold of it for yourself, what things? What things? Say, what things? what things He's declared to me that I am and who I am. I am, hallelujah, who He says I am. I have what He says I have. And I can do what He says I can do, hallelujah, because He said it. And as they walked, Brother Dan, as they walked, Jesus opened their eyes and their hearts burned. I want you to know the church needs their eyes open so that they can burn, their hearts can burn. Their hearts can burn for Him. I want my heart, come on saints, do you want your heart to burn? I want my heart to burn for Him. I want it to burn within me. Amen. Come on, amen. I want His heart to burn within me, to burn within me, to burn within me, to be revealed in that way. Come on, amen. Thank you, praise team. Hallelujah. Come on, so let's just declare this. Say God's good. See, I want you to realize this and know that when we believe and we see that God's good, and when we begin to acknowledge it and take hold of it into our lives, that He's good. It's not just a cliche, but why is He good? Because it's who He is. Amen? And there's an experience that we have, not just an experience, but a reality. Amen? A reality. I want you to check this out. There's something about rejoicing. Say there's something about rejoicing. That's connected to my faith. See, there's something about rejoicing that's connected to my faith. And listen, I want you to get this and understand as we look at the Word of God and understand that there's promises of God. But I want you to get this and know that sometimes there's some details. There's some instructions that we need to follow. There's some things that God declares for us to do, to do. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. Those aren't just suggestions, but they're instructions. Sometimes we don't know why. Sometimes we've lost our joy, or we lost our first love for Him. I want you to know that there's a responsibility. Sometimes I heard somebody say to me one time, they said, boy, or I heard a pastor say this, he's watching this lady dance and celebrate unto God. And as she was dancing, as she was celebrating, the pastor looked at her and said, God, I wish You'd give me a dance like that. God spoke to his heart. He says, I don't give you the dance. You give me. See, God don't make you tithe. We give tithe. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. God doesn't make you shout. Right. We shout from where we come from who He is in our lives. Yeah. Amen? Those are things that God doesn't make us do, but we do that because of where we are, who we are. It's faith. There are activations. There's things that activate you. Because I'm here to tell you, there's sometimes when you're out, how many of you have ever been mad about something? Can you raise your hand? Been mad? No, not everybody. I think we all should. If not, you need to preach. Listen, I want you to know, sometimes there's mad. You ever get in that place and you're like, man, you're mad and you have a right to be mad. You're angry. Yeah, okay, you're right. But then maybe your spouse says, maybe we should just rejoice. Come on. I don't want to rejoice. If you knew what I was mad for, you wouldn't be rejoicing either. Well, why don't we just rejoice? No. But as you're walking out the door, you hear the heart of God saying, rejoice. Amen. Listen to your wife. Then you get back and you go back and you say, all right, let's rejoice. See, because I want you to know that your flesh don't want to do that. The soulless realm doesn't want to do that. But then your wife says to you, hey, why don't we dance? For joy. I might want to rejoice, but really dance too? Come on.
I want you to get this and know this, because there's sometimes there's moments where we just don't want to do that. But when you break that, when you break that thing that gets on, you break that. Say break it. Amen. Come on. When you break that thing, when you break that thing off of you, hallelujah, something begins to happen. I need. Can I just use the praise team? You guys got masks? Come on up here real quick. Y'all good? Just stand over here. Come on, just stand, get in the line. I want you to be, can you be the spirit? Can you be the soul? And can you be the body? It's compact. It's a compact car. So, are you okay? Okay. So listen, I want you to see this, understand something. Every one of us, say this with me, we're a spirit. That has a soul that lives in a body. We're a spirit that has a soul that lives in a body. So I want you to know every one of us are made up that when we receive Christ, the Spirit of God comes into our lives. We have the Spirit. It's quickened within us. The Spirit of God's quickened within us. But I want you to get something. Here's the problem that we have so many times with our walk with God that we got to get corrected. Tell someone we got to get this corrected. We got to get the awareness of God in our lives. This isn't just, I want us to really see this, that we understand that God says He's with us. He's not just out here. He's not out here. He's with us. See, God's from the beginning was Him to have a habitation. Where? In you. You are the temple of what? Of God. So you have this spirit. Can you turn and face Him? Can you turn and face Him? How many of you guys know that this is the vehicle that we carry? This is my connection to everything in the earth. This is how I see things. This is how we communicate with one another. This is my vehicle for this. This is my five senses. You know what your five senses are? What are they? We're good. This isn't a science course, but this got a biology course. But I want you to get this. Say, this is powerful for us to catch this. Because sometimes we let our joy be robbed because we miss out about the reality of what takes place in us, that has taken place with us. What things has He done for us? So here's the vehicle. My soul is my will, my emotions. Come on, my feelings. It's all those things that make up me, my personality, my behavior, the way that I act. Sometimes we need a better behavior. See, because why? Because what I see out here, good, turn around. Whatever this, my body, my flesh sees on the outside affects what's on the inside. There's things that happen in your lives, but Jesus solved the problem. There's some things that have been messed up. Tell some there's some things that are messed up. That have happened in my life, but guess what? Hallelujah. This is why I rejoice and I celebrate, because I'm not alone no more. Hallelujah. I am not without hope like the world, but I have hope because of Christ is alive within me. Hallelujah. Not for someday, but for today. Hallelujah. Today. Say today. No. Today. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice. He has made a day for me to rest in, to walk in all that He has for me. So here's the problem. We receive and we continue. These two get in cahoots with one another, get us in trouble. He sees this. He becomes experienced by this problem. And this, what this sees, gets his attention. Where should his attention be? So I want you to get this, because once the Spirit has His attention, then what flows from Him is out here and affects everything around me. Come on. Some of the problems that I got the answer within us. Hallelujah. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ, say Christ, in me, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. The hope of glory. That's why it says, blessed. David said this. He understood this part of this process. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, all of it.
and everything that's within me. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. I want you to hear this and know that that's why prayer is important. Because it's the beginning of death to my flesh. It's subjecting my flesh, my will, my emotions, all those things, to have attention upon God, to speak to me. See, worship, when I begin to worship Him, God, He gets my attention. As I place my attention on Him, everything on the outside becomes less. Oh, magnify the Lord in all that is within me. Bless His holy name. As you magnify God, do you know what you do when you magnify something? You make it. He's already big. The problem is, my soul doesn't see it that way because of this part. So worship brings me to a place to see Him for who He really is. I want you to know, when those disciples, when they realized what things had happened and God was magnified before Him, they never looked back again. They became the vehicles that God moved through to change even this generation today. They became the ones that surrendered that soulless realm to turn. Say turn. To take hold of all what God has for them in them. Everything. Amen. You okay? Let's check this out. Psalms 5:11. I got to go real quick. You with me? Psalms 5:11. It says, "But let all those that put their trust in Thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because You defend them. Let them also that love Thy name be joyful in You. For Thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, and You will compass," say compass, "about them with a shield." Like a shield. He will compass you. Hallelujah. He'll overwhelm you. Amen. Hallelujah. He'll be your protection round about you. If His gets my attention. If I'm looking and seeing Him. Amen. Because there's a lot of things that come on that can try to overwhelm you. Amen. Psalms 37. I want to give you a few scriptures. Psalms 37:3. He says, "Trust in the Lord." See, trust in the Lord. Not facing this way. But trust in the Lord. Lean not on your understanding, what your vehicle, what you see from the outside, your five senses have told you. So I want you to know, as sons and daughters of God, if we're not facing Him and seeking Him this way, if we're not seeing Him this way, then we're being lied to. Come on. Then everything right here, our daily lives, will overwhelm you. Your day will overtake you. But the Bible says, "My mercies," God daily loads us with His benefits. Say daily. Amen. He desires us to face Him. To gather together, hallelujah, that I begin to see the way He sees. Begin to hear the way He hears, hallelujah. Begin to move where He desires to move me. Listen, trust in the Lord to do good. Say, do good. And so shalt thou dwell in the land. These are instructions. He says, just do these instructions. Begin to walk just in the instructions of the Lord. He says, "And thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed." You will be fed in this place. There's a lot of hungry Christians because of this, and not this. I'm going to tell you something. There's times where I become thirsty and I become hungry, and my spirit is because I'm facing this way. Come on, I'm just being real tonight. There's things that overwhelm you, that get your attention. When the enemy is throwing things at you all the time, sometimes you turn around. Listen, and he says, delight yourself. Say, delight yourself. Delight yourself in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And He shall give you the desires of thine heart. He says, commit your ways unto Him. Trust also in Him, and He shall,
I love this,
and He shall, say He shall, bring it to pass. There's so many times that because we wonder, God,
I don't understand why this ain't changed and why this ain't happened.
And God's standing here. You be the stool for a second, because you be the stool. Yell, go look that way, face that way, lift up your hands, shout, here's God. Here's God knocking. Come on, Kelly. Kelly, I'm here. Come on, I'm here. Hallelujah. I'm everything. Delight yourself in me. Delight yourself in me. Come on. Cause yourself to be aware of who I am within your life. Hallelujah. Give me your attention. He's knocking. He's knocking. He's knocking. He's knocking. Why? Because there's realms within this part that keeps turning around. So God keeps knocking on your heart. Open up and let Him in. Hallelujah. That He can come in. He wants you to be an overcomer. He wants you to Him to overwhelm your situations and your problems. That when you open up and let Him out, hallelujah, you turn around, your enemies will fear and they'll run. Listen to this. I'm going to give you these. Habakkuk 3:17. You all right?
My fingers are sweaty. I'm missing the pages. I know. I got to read from my. Okay, here it is. It's so short. I miss it here. Habakkuk 3:17.
Although the fig tree shall. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall the fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive oil shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. I want you to hear this, listen. Because I want you to get this and know this, that sometimes there's things the enemy will distract us, and we'll come to this place where we feel like we're empty. You've all come there, but I want you to know that that moment, we need to do this. Come on. We need to do this. Hallelujah. You need to turn right at that moment, because we'll get weary. We'll get weary. Hallelujah. But He says, turn. Next verse. Yet I will. Say, yeah, I will. I will rejoice. Hallelujah. In the Lord, and I will joy in the God of my salvation. Yet I will rejoice. Hallelujah. Yet I will rejoice. Just because those things might feel, say feel. See, because when these things, when those things, your stall's empty, you feel like this and this, those are things that your flesh is moved by. But God's still God. Is He not still within you? Do we not go through things in our lives? Is He not still with you? Yet I will rejoice. Come on, that we can't be silent. We got to have a shout. Do you know what causes the enemy to flee? Do you know what causes the enemy to run? Is the shout of the Lord. Hallelujah. All through the Word of God that they shouted when they shouted. Hallelujah. The walls came down, but they shouted first and then the walls. Sometimes you got to shout before your walls fall down. Sometimes you gotta shout even before they fall. There's sometimes in my life that there's some things you feel, man, I wish this would shout. I want you to hear this. We need to see it from His realm. Do you think God's fearful? Do you think any wall could stop God? Nothing can stop God. You need by faith, I believe it with all my heart. We have to believe it. Even though there might not be no signs of joy, of signs of joy, that you might not feel like being joyful, you don't feel like it, we get stubborn from that realm, yet, I will rejoice. Hallelujah. Philippians 1:19.
therein. Do rejoice. Say rejoice. Yea, I will rejoice. For I know that this shall turn for my salvation. Say this shall turn. Listen, I'm going to rejoice. It ain't turned yet, but I'm going to rejoice because I know. Hallelujah. There's a knowing within you, this shall turn. Amen? There's a knowing within you. You might feel like you might not have any joy. You might feel like you don't have a praise in you. But rejoice anyways, hallelujah. Because the joy of the Lord, hallelujah, is within you. The fruits of the Spirit, righteousness, peace, and joy. That's the kingdom of God. That we have joy, we have righteousness, hallelujah. We have peace. Those are the fruits of God, amen. And they're in you. Say, they're in me. But there's no evidence. Don't keep silent. We need to declare the promises of God over. Somebody's not going to do it for you. You need to rejoice. There's some things that I need to do. There's things that I need to do. Sometimes we're waiting for something external to change something internal. I'm telling you, the answer's not external. The answer is in the Spirit, and it's in you. Hallelujah. That's what will cause you to change. That's what will cause you to turn and turn things around. That's what will turn for your salvation. That'll move in your lives. That's it. Say, that's it. Hallelujah. He said, rejoice. Psalms 121. I'm going to give you these scriptures. Are you okay? Yes, sir. Yes. He says, when the Lord turned again, I want you to catch this and hear this. He said, and the Lord, this is in Psalms 126:1, and when the Lord turned again our captivity. See, this is the thing that we got to get as children of God, as sons and daughters of God. All through the Bible, we could see that they began to have different battles and situations in their life. That God used those situations for them to overcome, to let them know what's within them. That there's power, hallelujah, within your lives. So the different things they faced, the different moments they faced, because there was a lot of things within the children of Israel still that they brought with them out of Egypt. It might not be something external, but it was something internal. They had some things. God delivered them out of Egypt, but God was desiring to deliver Egypt out of them. See, God wants to turn it because there's sometimes some things from my emotions, from my behaviors, from things in my past that'll cause me to lose out on victory in my life. And God desires to turn it and to move it out of the way so that I could see Him for who He is. There's some things that are rooted deep in my behaviors, in my feelings, in my emotions that will stop me sometimes in our lives. But God wants us not to walk by sight, but by faith. In His Word. God says, I will turn it again. There's times in our life, but I want you to know that God desires to turn it for you. Tell someone He wants to turn it for you. He wants to turn your circumstances for you. God wants to bless us. Is He good? Is He good? Hallelujah. If you realize it and by faith you believe it, you got to know that He loves you. Hallelujah. He desires the best for you. He desires you to be blessed and highly favored. He desires you to have the best. Is He our Father? He's our Father. I desire the best for my daughter, everything for her. I won't withhold nothing from her, and I'm an earthly father. He's my heavenly Father when I begin. But here's the problem. There's parts within my soul that something got disturbed sometimes to see Him for who He is as a real father. Sometimes because earthly fathers fail. But I want you to know He never does. My flesh might think He does. It's my flesh that fails me. God never fails me. Listen, while the disciples were complaining about what they're going to do now, on the road to Emmaus, the answer was with them. And as they walked with Him, He turned it. As they walked, keep rejoicing. Say, keep rejoicing. keep rejoicing. Amen. Hallelujah. And he says, dwell together in unity. Oh, wrong verse. That's a good one too, though. And he says, in Zern, he says, in like them, there was a dream. And he says, and our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things. Do you know that God wants to do great things for you? Do you know why? Because he wants the world to see, hallelujah, what he does for his children. Amen. If we let him, amen. If we let him, hallelujah. If we let him overwhelm us, amen. That the problem is sometimes we're like, sometimes there's nothing a reflection of what's within people because this part is stubborn to say, I don't feel like worshiping God. When somebody can literally see, hallelujah, that God's working within you, that God's delivered you, God has set you free, hallelujah. He's moved in your life. I remember when I first got saved, I was fired up then, and I went to a guy, and I was like so fired up, and the guy come to me, he says, don't worry, it'll wear out. I swear to you, it was an elder in the church. I walked out of that place and I said, please, Father God, continue to light my lamp that I could run through a troop and leap over a wall. Never let the fire go out, God. I'll keep bringing the wood. I'll keep bringing the worship. I'll keep shouting, God, you bring the fire. Hallelujah. You bring the fire. Amen. God, Lord, as I step in faith and I shout your name, when everything looks like garbage, when things look rough outside, when I'm just like Paul and Silas, when I'm standing and it's a midnight hour and it's dark and it's cold and it's weary and I'm hungry and I feel like I got nothing within me, I want to be like them and shout unto God. While they had the chains clanging with them, they began to let them be the rhythm and of their worship, and they began to shout to God. And as they began to shout, they probably didn't feel like it. But when they began to shout, when they turned to the Spirit, the doors were open. Say, the doors are open. The doors are open. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said this. He says, sometimes we need turn. Let him turn it. Say, let him turn it. And the Lord hath done great things for us. He turned again our captivity. He says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again. Say, come again. Yes. Rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. I want you to get this and understand something. God spoke to my heart this today. Your rejoicing is connected to your harvest. I want you to hear this. There's some things that we're just going to get blessed because they're the promises of God. But there's some instructions that are upon us as sons and daughters of God that we are responsible to lead and follow the instructions that God has set. He said, rejoice, rejoice again. Hallelujah. When you feel like it and when you don't. Amen. It's not the soul that's in charge, but it's the Spirit of God. We're not to walk in the flesh, but to walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Our flesh wants to continue to tell us and dictate to our spirit what to do. But we need to tell our soul, shut up and praise the Lord. Shut up and praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Shut up and praise the Lord. Listen to the instructions of God. Amen. Rejoicing is a harvesting factor. It's a harvesting factor. Whew. Call things as those they are. As though they are. Those things are not. Call them as they are. Hallelujah. Call them as they are. I don't feel blessed. Declare it. Speak it in your life. Amen. It's not my job to worry about the other part. It's just to believe God's word. I'm not called to figure it out. I'm just called to believe. Jesus says, they said, God, what do we do? How do we serve you? How do we do it? Jesus says, how do I work the works? Ready? Believe. No. How do we work the works of God? Believe. Believe that He is who He says He is. Believe who you are, who He says you are. Believe what He says you can do. Hallelujah. Believe what He says you have. That's how you work the works. Amen. Almost done. Just a minute, all right? Not even close, but I'm gonna be done. He says, turn it. Amen. Hallelujah. Romans 15:13. I'll just say it. Now God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound. Say overflow. In hope. Through the power of the Holy Spirit. That you would abound by the power that would overflow to your flesh. I told you before that I'm going to teach you a message about attention. What your attention is. What's got your attention? What's got your attention? Because what's got your attention, there's a lot of things that gets our attention. And we wonder why things are going on. But I paid for it with what? My attention. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me get through. He says, the power of the Holy Spirit, there's an overflow. Psalms 30. I got to give you these. I pray you write them down. That you could just stand on them and you can shout them out to yourself. Amen. Sometimes I just get alone in the room and I shout it out to myself or I'm driving in the car. Amen. He says, thou hast turned, say he's turned, for me my mourning into dancing. Yes. Say he's turned. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. Hallelujah. To the end, say to the end, yes. That my glory may sing praise. To the end, hallelujah. To thee and not be silent. He said, O Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto you for when? Forever. Hallelujah. I will give thanks unto you forever and ever and ever. I will not stay silent. There's something connected. The Bible says it's always about what you speak, what you declare over your life. You have the power in the Word of God over your life to speak it. The power is in the tongue. Life and death is in the tongue. Say it's in the tongue. The Bible says if you what? How do you get saved? If you believe and confess. I want you to get this and know that's not just a one-time thing. That I received Christ in my life as my Savior, but I'm to continue confessing He's Lord. Because there's a lot of things that want to distract me. This is bigger than God. Hallelujah. This is bigger. This is bigger. Come on. You've been there? I've been there. Where there's things that come your way that hit you like a freight train. That get your attention. That try to get your attention and say, I'm bigger. You're saying that God is bigger, but I'm big. Hallelujah. I want to get your attention. I want to get you. You got to confess Jesus is Lord. Even over that sickness. Even over that problem. Hallelujah. No matter. Say no matter. No matter what it is, I will not stay silent. I'll declare over my situation. Hallelujah. Over my situation. I will speak to my situation. Guess what? I have the power to speak over our situations. You have the power. You have the authority. As sons and daughters in the earth. Listen, let me get here. Come on, say, get there, Pastor. He wants to turn it. Amen? I want you to catch this. Don't stay silent. You can't stay silent. So he says, C.S. Lewis says this. I love this. And I really had to stop and think about this. He says, joy is serious business in heaven. I want you to get this. Say, joy is serious business in heaven. I'll drop a word. Joy is serious business. It's not to be taken lightly to have joy. To have the joy. See, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord. Sometimes you can't stay silent. What happens is sometimes we let those things over. We just sit there and they're like this. If you knew, hallelujah, how good God was, your heart would burn. Fire would be stirred within you. He says, you can't be silent. He says, joy is a serious business. And this is what I mean by it. It's time to take care of business. There's sometimes
where I need to tell, listen, excuse me, I don't want to be rude. I come to church tonight to take care of business. I've come, hallelujah, to bless the Lord. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. In His presence is fullness of joy. I've come to take my joy. I've come to receive what I already have within me, but to get my attention to say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of Jesus in my heart. Someday when I die and go to heaven, you know, I got the... Listen, I learned that song from my aunt. We used to shout it and sing it in Bible school. The joy of Jesus in my heart. Sometimes I got to shout it out till I turn around. Till it turns. Till it turns. I need to tell others, listen, I'm sorry, I don't want to be rude, but I'm going to get crazy here tonight. Because I don't feel like it. But I know what He did for me. See, because, listen, I got to look at the cross. I got to look at Calvary. And it is a group photo. And I got to see myself in that photo at the cross. I got to look for me. When you get there, you're not looking for somebody else. You're looking for you in a group photo. We need to look for ourselves in Christ. I need to see myself for what He did for me. That's where victory comes. Hallelujah. And you remind the devil. Hallelujah. When he begins to hear you shouting and praising and clapping, when you're going through garbage, he'll begin to flee. The Bible says it. I'm ready to tell you this. All right. You ready? Come on. Say, get her done. Get her done. Hallelujah. Get her done. I got a lot more to go, but I'm not. Joy is serious business. Listen to this. He says, Joshua 4:7. Joshua 4:7. He says, submit yourself to God. Say, turn around. Submit yourselves to God. He says, resist the devil. Come on, Chris. Come on, this is a big problem right now. Come on, you got to take a look at this thing. Resist the devil. Sometimes it's our old flesh saying, you don't feel it. If they see you dance like that, if they see you lift your hands, they're going to think you're a weirdo. God says, lift up your hands, rejoice. Amen. Shout unto the Lord. If you think I'm a weirdo, sometimes we're more worried about what people think, but I'm here to tell you, not everybody's thinking about you as much as you think they are. He says, and he will flee. I want you to get this. God says, the words, Psalms 2 says this. He says, he sitteth in the heavens. Where's heaven? The abode of God. Temple of God, right here. Say, right here. He sits in the heavens and laughs. And he causes the enemies to be in derision. He sits and laughs. Say, he sits and laughs. In the heavenlies. You're over here. Here's God. Not at you, but what he did for you. And he says, come up. See the way things I think. Begin to laugh with me. Begin to, somebody laugh. The Bible says that joy, laughter, will do good like a medicine. Do you know your body can't tell whether or not it's real or not? Even a fake laugh. So somebody fake laugh. See, I want you to get this. See, what I think is so, oh my gosh, God's laughing. He sees things higher than I see. I need to begin to, I want to see what you're seeing. Why are you laughing that way? You're so full of joy. There's so much. What's happening? I need to hear what you hear. Do you know when everything became strong and all things began to happen around Jesus? Do you know what he did? He went alone. He began to hear what heaven was laughing. Hallelujah. He began to hear the sound of heaven. Amen. He began to hear the laughter. Amen. Come on, let's check this out. He said he sits in the heavens and laughs. You could come on up here. He has their enemies in derision. Amen? Sometimes as we begin to worship God, sometimes there's some things that are more complicated. Say more complicated. Than I can handle. But in worship, God begins to unravel things that are bigger than more complicated than me. Bigger than I can handle. I need to begin to see things the way he sees. Because it's the joy of the Lord. That's my strength. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Celebration is a demonstration of your expectation. Celebration is a demonstration of your expectation. Sometimes we're shout. Sometimes we sit and we mourn and we mourn. And God says, "I've got your victory. All you got to do is see from my views." The enemy doesn't. Do you know what I did to him at the cross? I defeated him. He roars around as a roaring lion, trying to get your attention. But I'm here to tell you, I sit with you laughing. He can't do it. He has no power over you. You're my child. Begin to laugh with God. Begin to laugh. And the enemy will fear. He'll flee. Because it confuses him. Brings him in derision. Silence draws him in. Whining will draw your enemies, but shouting unto God will bring fear to them. It'll cause them to run. Hallelujah. It'll cause them to pack up and leave because you see something they don't see. I see him high and lifted up. High and lifted up. Father God, I desire you to be high and lifted up in my life. I desire you to be high and lifted up. Hallelujah. Lord, that I can sit with you in the heavenlies and laugh at the foes and enemies that try to arrest me, try to bring me down, try to pull me down, try to cause me to have fear, try to cause me to have doubt, God. But I'll sit with you. I will stay in the position that you've given me because of the cross. I will stay in the authority that you've placed in me because Christ lives in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I said, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. He has no power. He has no might. He is as a roaring lion. He's whimpering. He's toothless. He has no power over you. As you rejoice, as you shout unto God, as you bless his name. Hallelujah. Declare unto God, amen. He is able. The Bible says, count it as joy. Count it. Say, count it. You know what you do? I had a vision of this. You ever see the win and loss column? The win and loss column. Check it. Count it. All joy. Win. I'm winning. Hallelujah. I'm winning. This thing is not bigger than the God that's within me. This thing's not more mighty than the God that's in my life. It's not greater. Either that or God's a liar. He's not a liar. He's faithful. Would you stand to your feet? Let me just read this last scripture. Ooh, hallelujah. Ooh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, amen. Hallelujah. 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 He's mightier. Amen. Hallelujah. By faith, we say it by faith. We confess. We believe by faith. This walk that we have, hallelujah, starts off with faith. It's going to end in faith. Amen? Hallelujah. Jeremiah 15:16 declares this. Thy words were found, and did I eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing. Take me not away. Listen. Joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, the Lord God hosts. I am called by your name. Your words were joy to me. I begin to believe what you said. I begin to confess it with my mouth and believe it in my heart. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're celebrating Christmas. The Bible says the angels appeared to the shepherds. And as they came, they said, behold. Say, behold. Behold. For I bring you good news. Say, good news. And joy. Say, joy. I bring you good news of joy. Of joy. Of joy. I bring to you. We have been given, hallelujah, through Christ Jesus. We're not alone. Hallelujah. That same Jesus that was given to all the world went to the cross and died. That he can abide within me. The good news and joy. He is the joy of all the earth. He is the hope. Heavenly Father, I thank you. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. I pray to God, Lord, you quicken our hearts. Pray to God, Lord, that you awaken us as your sons and daughters. Hallelujah. Dear God, Lord, that we become awake. And I pray to God, Lord, this word stirs our hearts, dear God, Lord, that each one of us, God, that we become aware of your presence. We become aware, hallelujah, of all that you've done for us. We become aware of your word. Hallelujah. The power in your word, to God, Lord. All your word, to God, Lord. The fruit of your word, to God, Lord. All that you declare, God, Lord. Let it be the fruit of our lips. Let us what we declare. What you say, let us declare what you say. That I'm blessed and highly favored. God, Lord, we give you glory and we give you honor. I want everybody to remind you this Wednesday we're having a Thanksgiving service. We're going to have communion. So people on all the ones on Facebook, have your communion ready. Have something to take. If you need that communion dropped off at your house, let me know. We have the packets. But come on Wednesday night and just come and receive what God has. We need to be thankful. Just continue to be thankful. Amen.
Amen. What an amazing message tonight by Pastor Chris. Let's give God praise. Joy, joy, joy. We live in a world right now where there's not much joy. There's fear. Joy defeats fear. Have the joy of the Lord, the joy, the fruits of the Spirit, peace, love, and joy. So let's laugh. Let's enjoy life. So this Wednesday evening we have a service, 6:30. I'd like everyone to please consider a thankful gift. And that's for folks on Facebook as well. Pastor Chris and I were talking the other night, and I asked him a question. I said, the Lord just told me, He says, a gift here. He said, am I wrong praying for a hundredfold blessing on that gift? Listen, no, you're not. So right now, we can't outgive God. We cannot outgive God. We are declaring 100-fold more, greater than 100-fold. Whatever you can give. There's a lot we want to do here right now. A lot we want to do here. We want to upgrade the sound, upgrade the lighting, upgrade the church. We feel that we're touching the hearts of people right now. We want the house to match that. We want the house to match. So Wednesday evening. Now, I got other notes. As you know, we have a problem with our pastor's daughter, Phil. Apparently she's still jaywalking. I'm not sure what's going on here, guys. She will not be taking the kids and doing crimes this week. There'll be no jaywalking. We'll all be together. But every Wednesday evening, even after this week, we are going to have Wednesday night prayer. This is powerful. This is powerful. God's Holy Spirit is pouring through this place. It's amazing, man. God is lighting it up. Power Fit every Saturday morning starting at 10:30. Great way to get into the Word. Keep Kelly busy. No, I'm totally kidding. No, Power Fit's amazing. Come and hear the Word. Come and dive into the Gospel. Thank you to all you who are donating to our Sowing Seeds Ministry. Please consider bringing non-perishable items for those in need. Any questions, see Ted and Liz Norton. Guys, we can never, never, never outgive God. Never, never outgive God. So I'm going to say, Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to bless the hearts of this people. Lord, place a joy in this people that's never been there before. Father, we just pray right now that the joy of the Lord will overtake this house. That there will be a lightness in the Spirit. That, Father, we proclaim that COVID-19 has no place at Family Worship Center. The joy of the Lord will dispel that in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just say thank you for this night. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this service. Father, thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you've done for me. Thank you, Father, for putting me in the family picture on the cross. Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we proclaim with our loudest voice that we are blessed and highly favored. Have a great week in the Lord. Amen and hallelujah.